The third Halleluka, Halleluka Hashem in Hashamayim, the Yisoid Vashir Shavoida says that this is Iker Pesuki de Zimra. And really, Lahalacha, that's how it's Paskin. Because if a person comes late to davening, he's supposed to say, Baruch Shomar, Ashra Yishtabach, and then go to Beres Krishma. He has a little bit more time. The Iker of what he's supposed to do. The reason why he says those is because Ashri is the Iker of Pesukei Dezimra. That's where the Sakanin al Seich HaZedechon. And we have a bracha before and the bracha afterwards. Also Ashri. That's the Betzem the Masbeya Pesukei Dezimra. Anything else which you have afterwards added on was added on. But it's not Betzem the Iker of Pesukei Dezimra. If a person has more time, then the first thing that he adds is this Hallelujah. The third Halleluka. The third thing that he adds is the third Halleluka, which is our Halleluka. And Mepharshim or Masber, the Alpi Soid, it's a lot of Soid that's in here. Like the Rishanim already Masber. But just the source of the Shmaitza of what's going on over here, we'll read a little bit and we'll see. It's an interesting Mizmor. Halleluka is Hashem and Hashamayim. Praise Hashem bin Hashamayim. It's split up into two. The first Halleluka of the Mizmor is the Shamayim, is the heavens and everything included in the Shamayim being Mahal Ribbono Shel'olam. And the second half of the Mizmor is the earth and everything included being Mahal Ribbono Shel'olam. Halu is Hashem and Hashamayim, Halu Bamarim. What's Min Hashamayim? What's included? Bamarim is the highest height by the Kisei HaKavod. Halu Kol Malachim, the Malachim which are a little bit lower down. They're Noisei the Kisei, they're lower down than the Kisei. Halu Kol Tzvav, that's even lower down than Malachim. It's Kol Tzvav means all the stars and other things that are inside the constellation, Hallelujah, Shemesh V'Yareach, which are even closer, lower down than the stars. Stars are much further away than the Shemesh V'Yareach. Hallelujah, Kol Kech V'Yar. Kol Kech V'Yar are the planets, which are also in the same general area to a certain extent. The Kech V'Yar is the Kechovim that give are more than other Kechovim. Which planets are more, you can see them. As far as I know, we saw in the Gemara on the Flamadal and Rebbeis. And how do you know if it's daytime? You can see one star and it's daytime. Three stars if it's nighttime. Two stars if it's mushes. The child is, what star could you see during the day? You can't see any stars during the day before Shkiyah. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Shkiyah is much later on in the Seder. But if you hold like us, that when sundown is when day ends, you can't see any stars. So there are, from, I saw in Rabbi Dabas Sefer, that there's two stars that you can see. They're really planets. You can see Jupiter and Mars, maybe. Jupiter and Mars, I think, are the two stars that you can see during the day. They're Kech Vayar, they're brighter, and you're able to see them, bigger and brighter, and you're able to see them during the day. Halu Shemei HaShemayim, V'mayim Shemei HaShemayim. That's even something which is lower down. Ma'al Me'al Shemayim doesn't mean the Shemayim, the heaven, the highest height. It means lower down in the atmosphere and everything included. Yehalu es Hashem ki tziva v'nivro v'mahal l'ribbono shel olam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva commanded v'nivro and they were created. Choy k'nasa v'yamidein la'azazom, he put them in their right places. Choy k'nasa v'le'avar, he made it a choyk, and that's never going to change. And that is the difference between the Shamayim and the Aretz, is that the Aretz, everything is constantly changing. The trees grow and then they die and then more trees grow and people die and then the next generation and animals and everything is transient. Everything is on passing through. As opposed to the Shamayim, it's talking about Samalei Avar. Kadosh Baruch Hu made one sun, made one Mars, one Venus. The stars never change. Everything is sometimes they shooting stars and other things. Besem, everything is kavua in the Shamayim. Chok nasam lever. Then comes the second chelik. Halos Hashem and Haaretz from the ground. Tanin v'chol tzaymis. All the depths, the taninim, the whales and the huge leviathan. V'chol tzaymis, the depths of the ocean. Eshuvar, chel v'kitzur, the fire, the hail. Snow, steam, ruach sareis adavari, hurricanes. This is mamish what we saw. Ruach sareis adavari, the hurricanes that happened in Florida and in Houston, that in one, almost a snap of a finger, in a few hours, hundreds of billions of dollars of damage. Like not $150 billion. I think it was $180 billion. That's what I last heard. And mamish, sareis adavari, harim v'chol gvayis, the mountains, eitz pri v'chol arzim, the trees. V'arazim, the cedar trees that don't give a chayav chol behemah. We're going up from the ground, And then we're talking about Deimim, Tzemeach, trees, Chai, Chai Avachol Ve'Hema, Remes Tzibur Kana, the creatures and the birds. And then we go to Medaber, people. Malchei Eretz Cholumim, Samim Choshev Teor, Bachmarim Megam Vesula, Yitzikim Ibnarim, Mihalos Hashem, Ki Yitzikav Shemar Levada, Vaday, Hoyda Eilei Eretz Shemayim. So just, that's the Teich, but the source of the Shemayitza is very interesting here. The Malvim, I think, pointed out, so in the Arz Atvila, a little bit brought down from the Malvim. When it comes to the Shemayim, there's two big changes here. When it comes to the Shemayim, every chelik of the Shemayim has a hallelujah. Hallelujah, Bamarag. Hallelujah, Komalov. Hallelujah, Koltzvo. Hallelujah. When it comes to the Arz, we don't know hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hashem, in Arz, Tanim Chaldarimit, Eshibon, Shabakizor, Sora, Harimit, no hallelujah. Yahweh Hashem gives Gashma Levale. One at the end. That's the first thing. Second thing is when it comes to Shemayim, it goes from the most chashiv to the least chashiv. Bamrimim, the highest of the heights where the Kisei HaKovod is. Malachov, underneath that. Tzvav is the star and the constellation. And then the Shemesh Yireach, which is lower down, lower down, lower down. It's getting from the highest to the lowest. When it comes from the ground, it goes the other way around. It's from the ground up. From the ground, which is the Doimim, to the Tzomeach, to the trees, to the Medab, to the Chai, which is the animals, to the Medaber, which is the people. And in the people, it goes from the highest to the low. Malchei Eretz, Bechol Umim, and goes to the Sarim, which are lower down, Shoyftim, Bachorah Gamazulois, Zekeinim Renorim, Yalas Hashem, Hashem Hashem. What's going on over here? So I saw the Arz Atvila, he says that in the Shemaim, the Rambam says, in Yisrael Yatero, that Malachim and the planets and the constellations, they all have Das and Dibur. Not Dibur, they all have Das. They all freshtay and they all know that the Ribbono Shel Olam was bury them. And there's different darkness. The Malachim are higher, the constellations are lower, Shemesh Yireach is even lower. But they all know that the Ribbono Shel Olam, they all have different types of Asaga. So when we're talking about each one is Mahal Hashem Kefidar Asaga. So Mamela, who comes first? The ones with the biggest Asaga. They're Mahal Hashem in the best Oifim. And as they go down, so then the Hillel also goes down. When it comes to the Aretz, who's being Mahalo? The Earth is being Mahalo? The Taninim are being Mahalo? It's the person, it's the man that's being Mahalo everything that he sees. He sees everything. He sees the Taninim Chol Tarim Reitei Shabar Hashem Kitor Harim Chol Gvaris. He sees everything. And with that, Yihalo is Hashem Hashem. There's only one Hillel, but it's the Adam that's being Mahalo. How is he being Mahalo? He's being Mahalo. He sees the Ribbono Shel Olam from the lowest to the highest. He's Mahalo. Even from the Tzemeach, even from the Doimim, Tzemeach, the hill gets greater and greater as it gets higher and higher. And who's Mahalo? So starting from the highest up to the lowest down. That's the source of the Shemayim. There's two different halakim going on. There's the hill and the Shemayim, and then each one individually, and the hill of the heart, which is the Ben Adam, and he's being Mahalo, can see what he sees, the Doimim, the Tzemeach, Chayim, Medaber, the highest to the lowest.